Hi, I'm Kate Hudson.
And my name is Oliver Hudson.
We wanted to do something that highlighted our relationship.
And what it's like to be siblings.
We are a sibling rivalry.
No, no.
Sibling rivalry.
Don't do that with your mouth.
Sibling rivalry.
That's good. I was super depressed day before yesterday. I had like a moment where I went down and I got into bed and I just cried. And then I woke up and I was like, fuck it. I'm not going to be depressed anymore. And I just have gotten really busy and I've been turning my house inside out and just cleaning the shit out of it.
I know.
And
it's like
so
spring cleaning.
Yeah.
Spring cleaning.
You and I listened to Questlove's Stevie Wonder thing the other day, and I ended up dancing by myself in a dark room listening to all of these Stevie Wonder songs mm-hmm. I'd never heard.
I know. This whole live DJ thing, I am obsessed. D-Nice I listen to every night. Questlove is now up. There's a few other ones who I'm feeling. I put my earbuds in. I cook, drink wine, and just like, you know, get my dance on.
I also am loving the live dance classes.
Yeah, I haven't done those.
So Ryan Huffington does this live class.
Is it exercise dance classes?
Yes. I mean, yeah, you sweat. But the thing is about this class is it's liberating. Like, I have so much fun, and you laugh and you dance and then you cry. I mean, it's just like one of those dance classes that is more about what you're feeling and expression than it is about, you know, knowing the movement. And
ooh, I'm going to try this.
You should do
it. Kate, when are you going to do a live thing? I mean, you got to figure out your thing. Everyone is doing it.
Ollie, I'm fine. We're doing our thing. This is us.
You know what you should do? Needlepoint.
I do needlepoint.
You should do live needlepoint.
That's like my meditation, just a live needlepoint. Just like on the actual canvas, just needlepoint to like classical music.
Yes, exactly. That would be amazing, by the way.
I could do needlepoint and recite poetry at the same time.
Yes.
We have our new number.
Mm-hmm.
And people have called in and left us messages. And we've decided that we would love to connect to the people out there who are also hopefully quarantining with us. And we just thought we'd listen to them and then respond. And I don't know.
Yeah,
I haven't listened to any. I want to be surprised by them.
I've read a few because they come up in text, and I've listened to a few, but there are so many. But we actually asked Allison, our producer, to pick out a few that she thought were great, and we want to play them and hear them as you're hearing them. So we have not heard these yet before.
Right.
So if they suck, this is not on Katie and I. So really, this is a disclaimer. It's more of a disclaimer than anything else.
Oh, it's on Allison.
No, but I'm super excited to do this. The ones that I've heard have been really incredible. Some are extremely funny. Some are really sad. And some are inspirational, you know. Let's take a gander. Let's see what we got.
Let's do it.
Hi, my name is Devin. I just want to say thank you so much for continuing to do your podcast. I work in healthcare, so it's nice to get a little break from the everyday drama that's been going on in the world. So I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate what you guys do. Thanks so much. Bye.
Oh, well, that made me, you know, happy. Devin, well, I guess number one, thank you for doing everything that you're doing. I know I was watching the news the other day. Actually, it was Andrew Cuomo, my new crush. And he said, don't think that the policemen and the healthcare workers that are going to work every day aren't scared. And that what kind of courage it takes to give back in that way to your community, which is just forever and endlessly admirable.
And the other thing, too, is, you know, we have the luxury, right, of being able to turn off the news and just not listen to it or hear it for 10, 12 hours if we so choose. So we can get, you know, wrapped up in our little bubble, but they don't have that luxury. You know, these healthcare workers have to go to work every day on the front lines and actually experience it every single day. And it's hard to imagine. It's really hard to imagine, you know.
It's true when they say that this is a different kind of war zone, and the healthcare workers are the ones who are fighting that war. And I don't think that anybody in their lifetime thought that they would actually end up in this kind of situation. And here we are, and all of these people are showing up. And I even saw this amazing retrospective on all of these retired healthcare workers, nurses, doctors, who are now going back into the work field because they want to be of service. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's incredible.
Oh, workforce. Did I say field?
Yeah. I mean, it could be a work field, too.
It's just in my brain.
Well, thanks, Devin, and stay safe. Stay safe. And
we love you, Devin. Thank you.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Oh my God, you guys are ridiculously adorable. I just want to call because I have two sisters and one brother. And during this whole coronavirus, we are in New Hampshire and we are all self-isolating ourselves, self-quarantining. And I just wanted to say it's actually been really great for our relationship because for the first time in a really long time, all four of us have been able to get together on a video chat. And we talked for hours and hours, and it brought so much joy to all of us. And I hope more people take this opportunity to reach out to their siblings that maybe they haven't seen in a long time, because I think it creates the ability to have just online relationships that maybe you didn't see happening before. So thanks for everything you do, guys.
So true.
Yeah.
I mean, so true. I'm even experiencing that, you know, with our family. I mean, do we want to all be together? Yeah, of course. But there is something about connecting even digitally that there's something nice about it, you know, in a strange way.
Well, it's funny because the other day, you know, after the 2 weeks of everybody quarantined in, we decided that we could go to each other's houses, but stay apart and not hug or, you know, not do anything like that. And Mom came over and I realize that our family is the rarity in that we actually all get to see each other so much. And so for me, it's hard to not like touch you guys or hug you or be in close contact. And I actually got sad because all we are doing is video conferencing, but the communication has shifted.
Yeah, well, I think if there was ever a time to reach out to a family member, whether it be siblings, aunts, uncles, whatever it is, you know, now's the time. Everyone is home. There's no excuse anymore. We had a nice family Zoom, remember?
For Aunt Patty's
couple days
birthday.
Ago, Aunt Patty. Yeah, it was her 80th birthday, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, and then we had everybody on there and we sang happy birthday. And Uncle Steve, who's with Aunt Patty, had her little cupcake. That was so, it was so fun. You know what is interesting too is that because you're on Zoom, you're very focused on everybody and what's happening. You know how sometimes when everybody gets together, you get into singular conversations, and when you're on Zoom, everybody's sort of listening. Everybody's involved in one conversation.
It's a great point. And when you start talking, your face comes up on the thing, so everyone has no choice but to focus on your big face on the thing.
Yeah.
So yeah.
We talk about the shift of consciousness. I think this has to do something. I know for me, it's shifting the way that I want to do things, you know, in so many different ways, like how I want to communicate. I mean, Brady, Danny's brother, came over and stayed like 10 feet apart from us so we could see each other. And we just looked at each other and I was like, I just want to have the Halloween party. And he's like, what would I do to have your Halloween party right now? And we thought like, oh my God, the time that we can have that Halloween party again, it's going to be out of control fun.
Oh, it's going to be like an Halloween like orgy.
But people, it's like, put your phone away. We actually can see each other. We can dance.
I know. These are the beautiful silver linings of this, which I think is always important to look at. You know, it's going to, the day that we are able to sort of touch each other again and hug each other again and be physical with each other again, everyone's just going to want to like get naked and make love, I feel like. But just be safe, you know, wear protection, everyone out there.
Okay. Next.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Oliver. My name is Lisa. just listened to your most recent podcast. First, I'd like to say how truly much I love you both. You both are all absolute love and light. This podcast, like all of your podcasts, was so raw and authentic. And there were two parts specifically that I resonated so much with. Number one, the loneliness aspect. I live alone since losing the love of my life, my husband, to cancer. And I recently located here and had not secured a job yet before the pandemic hit. As someone that already craved human touch, that has become exacerbated with current isolation protocol. And I do not know how I would survive this without Google Duo and FaceTime to speak with both of my sweet daughters. The second part of your podcast I resonated so much with is the added fear of being pregnant right now. See, my sweet girl that lives in Denver, Colorado, an area severely impacted currently, is within days of giving birth. And she also has chronic Lyme disease. So the added stress is almost unbearable. My flight to spend 2 weeks helping her has now been canceled. Now I just have to believe that the universe and my late husband will guide her safely through a healthy delivery. I know that the very moment we are on the other side of all this, I will be on a plane. But the uncertainty of how long it may take fills me with so much anxiety. I just want to thank you both so much for the opportunity to reach out, and also thank you for continuing to do your podcast. There is such a light in all of the darkness right now. May you and your family stay safe and healthy. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Well, that's a very relatable message to so many people, you know. It's also one of those things, too, where you're sort of like, you know, to have lost your husband, but then to have your daughter having this celebratory moment and having to be in this circumstance is incredibly just challenging and sad. I mean, I
well, it's just touching on loneliness too. I mean, you know, going back to what we were even talking about, you know, thank God for technology right now. I mean, at least she's able to sort of communicate with her daughters and with her friends, you know, because what a tough go, man. I mean, geez, that's...
I mean, there's a lot of wonderful organizations that are purely dedicated to people who are suffering from loneliness. And so maybe we can reach out and put a number out there for people.
Mm.
And then I have a lot of friends who are pregnant right now, and it is a very scary time to be pregnant when you're in your third trimester. You know, I think there's going to be a whole generation of these quarantine babies, and the mothers are going to have experienced something that is very, very, very different than what a normal birthing experience would be. And I just, it is a very, very challenging time to have a baby.
It's hard to hear that. You know what I mean? Like, it makes me feel grateful, you know, and lucky. We always should be grateful every day just for breathing. But when you hear that, you know, it's you just want to help somehow,
yeah.
And then you feel helpless because I don't know even what to do. As a parent, all you want to do is be with your children, right, especially right. In time of need. You're only as happy as your most unhappy kid, you know, because mm-hmm. that's just how it is. When your kid is hurting, you're hurting. At least personally, that's my experience. You know, I'm sure all she wants to do is get to her daughter, and she can't. And that must be just devastating. I can't even imagine.
Again, we will get through this, and she will be with her daughter. And what I was going to say is that, from what I know, since I have so many friends that are pregnant, is that hospitals are taking such precautions with babies. They're separating the wards. They're keeping them. They're testing them before they give birth. I mean, it's a very, they're being so precautious with the maternity ward. So, you know, I think they're absolutely in the best hands.
Well, Lisa, if you listen to this other episode, get a hold of Allison. I will do a Zoom with you, and we can have a chat I will try to lighten your day for 10 to 15 minutes. I'll do a routine.
Oh, gosh.
A dance.
You're going to sing.
You know.
He'll just
sing. I'll sing. I'll do whatever you want.
Think of a song. Anything.
All right. What's the next one?
Hi, Oliver. Hi, Kate. This is Kate also. I personally think I have the most hilarious shelter in place pandemic story as of today. I am stuck here. I live in London, but some of my family lives in LA, and I was staying with my 91-year-old grandma in the canyon in the Palisades. And today she looked at me and she was like, "How long are you going to be here for?" And I said, "I don't know. It's a pandemic." And, you know, Garcetti told us to shelter in place. And she said, "Well, I think you should shelter in someone else's place." And I guess that's how you know you're not the favorite grandchild, when you get an eviction notice during a global pandemic. So I had to go on Airbnb today and find somewhere to squat so I can shelter with someone else's family. And I can't stop laughing. There was a U-Haul parked out front of her house today, and I swear to God, she probably ordered it as just a sign to say, "I don't really want anyone in my home." She has 6,000 square feet, and she wants it to herself, and we are all in hysterics about it. But, you know, she's a tough old bird, and that's how she likes it. So, anyway, a hilarious time. It's bringing out all the family dynamics, and I love your podcast. Can't wait to listen to this week's episode. Take care, you guys. Bye.
That's great.
That is so funny. Oh my God. I feel like that would be me at 90. I'd be like,
"That is
guys,
a great,
this is great
story."
Can you
I
now?
Love that.
Oh, it's so funny. How long you going to be here?
Yeah. Well, she goes, "Well, can you shelter at someone else's place?" That is amazing. Yeah. Well, the whole idea that you're trying to Airbnb, you know, to sort of shelter with another family. I mean, that's like a sitcom or
that
something.
That is a very tough grandma.
Oh my gosh, that's hysterical. But it's interesting. She said something small in there where this whole thing is bringing out all the different family dynamics. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's true. It's really true. You know,
if you have any real like serious core issues with a partner, or, you know, I think for the kids, like it is really hard. I mean, there's a lot of stress for our kids.
Mom sent this great article. I think you were CC'd on it, but it was about kids and about homeschool, actually, and sort of the patience that we as parents need to have with kids and homeschool and the Zoom and all of that, because, you know, they are sort of in uncharted territory as well. They're trying to figure it out as well. So if they seem tired or not into it, instead of jumping to sort of get your shit done, which I do sometimes, you know, to have a little bit more compassion for sort of this new experience that they're going through.
What's interesting is that you have the kids now in the home, everybody's adjusting. And you do have impatient parents who are saying, watching their kids who have gotten away with all of this stuff at school because they're in, and now you're going to see kids are going to want to go back to school because it's probably easier for them at school. They at least have this dynamic
totally.
With their friends. They have connect, they have camaraderie. They have, like you said, they have the scapegoats. They have,
yeah, they can do their homework at school when they haven't done it the night before.
Exactly.
You know, they can cheat if they need to, you know, they're probably not, "God damn it. Mom is on my ass right now."
I mean, I've been very, actually quite strict with Bing. And what I noticed is that, I mean, it's spring break now, but that last week, we got it done so fast. He finally got into it. He got real buckled down.
Well, that's the point of this article. It's like, give them a chance to sort of, you know, get into what it is they're supposed to be doing.
Ollie.
Yeah.
You already did this. You picked yours out.
I did. Oh, it was great.
Well, we're talking about the Helix
mattress. Helix mattress. That's right. You take a quiz and you are then matched up with the model of the Helix mattress that is best for you. So I'm actually a side sleeper, and I was a side sleeper with a medium firm mattress.
Jeez, you're so high maintenance.
I got the Helix Midnight. It was super simple. And I actually got sheets. There's two different kinds of pillows, actually three different kinds of pillows. There's this weighted blanket that I'm excited to use because it makes me feel cozy, like I'm in the womb or something, you know.
They make it really easy. I'm going to get the Birch.
The Birch is the all OG, the organic one.
Yeah, I'm going to go Birch.
Yeah, I think you're a Birch kind of girl, by the way.
Yeah, that should be my name.
But I also got the sheets came and I slept them in last night, actually. They're amazing.
It was awarded number one best overall mattress pick of 2019 and 2020 by GQ and Wired.
So go to helixsleep.com/sibling, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, super easy, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights, risk-free. Wow. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. You're going to dig it. 100 nights. Man, by that point, it's like, who cares? I don't even want to move my mattress out of my house. Helix is offering up to $200 off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/sibling. That's Helix, H-E-L-I-X, sleep.com/sibling for up to $200 off.
And 2 free pillows.
2 free pillows. You can get a down pillow. You can get a not down pillow. You can get. They have this pillow that is a cooling pillow, like it Ooh. Stays cool. It does not take your body heat in. It's cool as the other side of the pillow, but every side is cool.
So Rothy's, one of our sponsors. We love Rothy's. Mm-hmm. They are a beautiful, sustainable product. They make stylish shoes and bags.
Rothy's shoes are incredibly comfortable with zero break-in period thanks to their seamlessly knit design with many chic styles to choose from. Rothy's shoes are the perfect pair for any adventure.
And I think one of the things that we like to talk about is the ease of these. There's a lot of indoor-outdoor shoe situations that are happening in my house. Mm-hmm. I like how comfortable, easy these are to slip on. You know it's good for the environment. You know that they're a company that are constantly conscious and aware of the products that they're using.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the single greatest thing about this company is the sustainability. You know, I mean,
50 million single-use plastic bottles out of landfills.
Exactly.
And they transform them into their signature thread, which then becomes their shoes, which are machine washable.
Check out all the amazing shoes and bags available right now at rothys.com/sibling. That's rothys.com, rothys.com/sibling. Head to rothys.com/sibling today.
Hey guys, it is Jennifer calling from New York. How are you? I just hope that you are staying safe and healthy. I'm on lockdown, have been stuck in my home for 14 days. You know, I'm kind of the epicenter of it all, being here in Westchester County. It's pretty scary, but I'm in the insurance business, so I'm very, very busy and trying to work at home. And, you know, take care of everything. And my 18-year-old daughter doesn't have school. It's been interesting, to say the least. So looking forward to your new episode. I love you guys. You both remind me of me and my little brother. We're about a year apart, and we're very, very close. And not being able to see him, he only lives, you know, 15 minutes from me, has been hard. So I can't wait to hear your new podcast today or whenever it's coming on, but I just wanted to give you a shout out and say thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys really are a breath of fresh air, and we need you now more than ever. Signing out, Jennifer from New York. Thanks, guys. Bye. Oh,
Jenny from the block.
Jennifer, oh, Jenny.
Oh, that was so sweet.
Let's just say that Jennifer, you know, is amazing. We're in the same boat as you. Katie and I have not seen each other in a long time. We live about 15 minutes away from each other, and that's that, you know. And I love you.
Hi, Kate and Oliver. My name is Blythe, and I live in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And I saw that Kate posted this on her Instagram a couple days ago now, so I hope you haven't been inundated with thousands of messages and time gets lost. But I just wanted to say that I love the podcast. I'm an only child. I don't have any siblings at all, so I've really been learning a lot while listening to the various siblings that come on the show. My favorite episode so far was Aaron and Sarah, because I love them. And I just think you guys are awesome, and I've been following your careers for a long time, and I love the work you do, and I love your respective Instagrams, and I just think that you're fantastic. So keep doing what you're doing, because it's been really nice to hear you during this coronavirus pandemic quarantine nightmare that we're all in, and you have been making me laugh, and I really needed it. So thanks, you guys. Have a good day. Bye.
Aww. So again, just a disclaimer, you know, we did not choose these. Kate might have chosen that one. I don't know. But we but that makes me feel so good. I mean, honestly, you know, we've talked about this before, and I know we're in a different time right now as far as
I feel like we're Sally Field and Soap Dish. This is like the moment when Sally Field's feeling down and Whoopi Goldberg takes her to the mall to, like, you know, catch people's attention, and everybody's like, oh my God, I love right. you.
All right.
And it makes Sally Field feel so much better.
I know. No, but it goes back to even what we talked about even before this pandemic. You know, I love that people are listening to this show and, you know, not just laughing. They're being entertained. They're being taken away. You know, they're actually feeling something. And even if you're an only child, you know what I mean? It's nice that we can be the escape. I like that. It makes me feel good.
Blythe, it's funny. I've had a couple of comments too where people have said, I'm an only child. You should do an episode about only children. And we have actually talked about that. It is different, you know, to be raised as an only child. I wonder if only children feel lonely or if they feel just like totally beyond loved and cared for.
You know?
Maybe we need both?
We need to actually have an only child on the show.
Yeah, we should find some only children. But I love Wisconsin. When I used to be on the road a lot, every time I went to Wisconsin, it was all about the custard. And that was my, I mean, as someone who loves ice cream and frozen yogurt, that's probably my number one spot. Oh, it's so good.
Well, thank you.
Oh, I have a great story. This is fun. This will take you away for a second. So when I first met my ex-husband, Chris Robinson, we were on tour with Jimmy Page, and the Black Crowes and Jimmy Page were playing a lot of Zeppelin songs and some Crow songs. We were living in New York at the time. We were in Wisconsin, and we were going to fly back from Wisconsin to New York, and Jimmy had rented a big plane, and I got very excited because I was like, ooh, we're going on Jimmy Page's private airplane, which I thought was really cool. And we showed up to the airport, and this plane was like the plane in Major League.
It was like duct tape.
And I show up, and I what I thought was going to be this really, like, you know, baller moment just immediately turned into my worst nightmare. And so then one of the pilots came and said, you know, we're very sorry, but one of the pilots didn't show up. And I was like, turned to Chris. I remember saying, how does a pilot not show up for the flight? And I remember looking at Chris, going, Chris, I'd rather fly commercial. Like, I just want to get on a commercial plane back to New York. And he's like, we can't do that. It's Jimmy Page. I was like, okay. So now we all had to spend the night in Wisconsin at a roadside motel. When I say a roadside motel, I mean, this. It's not. It wasn't even like a Motel 6. This was a This was as roadside as it gets. I love a roadside motel. My ex-husband did not love a roadside motel. Anyway, the next day we ended up on this plane that was, I remember asking the flight attendant, I said, excuse me. Now, it was a huge plane, but it was a propeller plane. And I said, excuse me, what year was this
plane built. And she went, oh, hold on, I'm going to go ask the pilots. And she came back. It was 1960.
Oh, so it was the original touring plane that Zeppelin toured in.
It was like Zeppelin 1. Anyway, right. I remember looking at Jimmy Page the whole time. I'm like, if Jimmy Page is cool, I'm going to be cool, okay?
You're either going to get there or you're going to go down with Jimmy Page. It's a win-win.
You know me, when I get scared on an airplane, I have never.
Kate's not afraid of flying anymore, but she used to be afraid of flying, and she would go up to the cockpit and commercial flights and be like, excuse me, Captain, like, where were you born? Uh-huh. And have you ever had an alcohol problem? No? Okay, great, great, great. So did you graduate college? Okay, no, oh, okay, you just went 3 years? All right, interesting.
Anyway, that's my Wisconsin story.
Next one.
Hi, my name's Megan. I'm from Northern Indiana, and I work in healthcare. I am actually one of those people that goes out and tests people for COVID-19. And it's just a freaking mess out there, guys. I don't even know what else to say. The fact that we don't have PPE that we need in the hospitals, and we're resorting to cloth masks instead of respirators because you can't get them anywhere. It's just very scary and very sad. I'm lucky enough where I work that we have PPE that's reusable that we're able to use when we're collecting those samples, so we don't have to worry about getting exposed. But it's just been a nightmare. I'm one of those people, like many others, that can't self-quarantine. So you go to work and, you know, you come home and you can't go anywhere and do anything, like the rest of the world. I don't know. It's just very depressing and sad. And the sad thing is, where I live, you're seeing, you know, the cases double each day when you go to the CDC or the State Department of Health website. You're seeing it double each day, and this isn't even the worst of it. So it's a little bit frightening to see what might come in the coming weeks. Even months, you know, how long is this going to last? And if we're not prepared now, what are we going to do later? Oh, well, thank you. I enjoy listening to your podcast. It cheers me up. I hope you guys have a great day. Bye-bye.
That's some frontline shit. That's frontline shit right there.
Thank you. But also, I think what she said about the PPE, I mean, I think this is something that I know a lot of my friends and I who want to be able to utilize our platform to get certain things out there are trying to figure out where are the best places to either donate or how can we actively help, you know, whether it be through factories, whether it be through certain clothing manufacturers. I wish we were more prepared. Clearly, we have learned something, and right now, we need our government needs to be taking every single lesson from this so that we don't find ourselves in a situation like this again, where we can't protect the very people who are helping to keep us safe. Yeah. I'm glad that she has the reusable, you know, that she is protected, and I hope you stay safe, and thank you for your work.
And thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. You guys are the heroes at this point. This is it. I mean, we're in our homes doing the best that we can, and you're out there, you know, you're out there exposed every single day. I mean, it's incredible.
I think this deserves a hero song.
Well, then a hero comes along
with the strength to carry on, and you cast your fears aside.
And you know you can't survive.
So when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong. And you finally see
the truth
that a hero lies in you.
Right.
Now we'll be
tomorrow.
Don't let anyone
take you
away. And then the hero comes along with the strength to carry on.
Hold on, let's get Kate
finished. And you cast your fears aside.
Get it, Kate, get it.
'Cause you know you can't survive.
Yeah.
When you feel like hope is gone.
Hope's gonna be gone, baby.
Look inside you and be strong.
Right inside. Let's end it like this. And I finally see the truth that I hear all lies in
you.
Now end with the Whitney Houston vibe.
All right. So I'm gonna go. Just let Kate. Let Kate finish this off. Kate sing us out. Sing us out.
What if I just don't stop singing?
I know you should just keep going, and I'll hang up, and you just keep going.
I'm like still here. Danny comes. Like the sun's gone down. I'm still sitting here.
That's great. Yeah.
Yesterday. Okay.
Kate, you keep singing. I gotta go cook dinner.
All my troubles seem so far away. Now it seems as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in a yesterday.
See, that was perfect.
I love you. This was fun.
Love you. Thank you guys all for leaving your voicemails. We will continue to do stuff like this. It's fun for us. And we love hearing all of your thoughts and feelings and comments.
Yeah, and I just want to say, too, that you know, it's nice to be able to connect to people that are listening and hear your voices and from all around the country. And we do. We love you, and we're grateful to all of you. So thank you for that.
That's right.
Peace.
Sibling Revelry is executive produced by Kate Hudson, Oliver Hudson, and Sim Sarna.
Supervising producer is Allison Bresnik.
Editor is Josh Windisch.
Music by Mark Hudson, a.k.a. Uncle Mark.